Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jovial, caring, wacky, live and local. It's time for the Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Bart Winkler Show, 9 o'clock hour. I am Bart Winkler. Good morning, everybody. Ryan Horvath here. Bill Michaels coming up 10 to 2 today. I'm excited for this one. It's going to be Bill and Evan Heffelfinger and then Joe Zenzola, and then it sounds like Paul Imig, and they are going to do an all-time Packers draft in the 1 o'clock hour today. So as there are no sports, we have been challenged to flex our creativity muscles. And so they're going to do that today. Paul Imig, friend of show, longtime Packers analyst here on the station. He'll be back with us tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Last week, he had some trivia for us, and it put me and Ryan Horvath against each other. I lost. I blew a question on Uncut Gems that I should have got. I just saw the movie, and I couldn't remember who the Celtics played in that series. It was the Sixers. I think I said the Heat. And then things kind of turned from there. So we'll do some more challenge tomorrow. I think we're going to name the segment Take Me Out to the Paul Game, which is clever because the guy's name is Paul. Again, I'm Bart Winkler. We are joined on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, wide receiver, Green Bay Packers. MVS, man, thanks for a couple minutes. How are you keeping busy during all this? I see you're trying to play some video games. You're challenging people. What are you doing right now?
I'm actually headed to the dog park to let my dog run around for a little bit, work out, play some video games, cook, just keeping myself busy.
Are you by yourself? You live by yourself?
Yeah, I live on.
Are you, like, bored?
Nah, I'm pretty homebody anyway by nature, so this whole quarantine thing isn't really bothering me too much.
Yeah, I'm kind of a homebody too, but I do have a wife and kids, so at least there's some company there. I think if I was by myself, I'd be a little bored, but you're staying connected, playing video games. I see that you challenge some people sometimes. The one thing I want to talk about right away is what you're doing with Trey Flowers of the Lions, because you're trying to also use this time to raise some money. I clicked on the link. I see that he is beating you right now, so we got to change that a little bit. Tell us what you guys are up to.
Right now, we're just trying to raise some money, just to help the people in need. It's a tough time for a lot of people at the moment. So if we can, get some money raised, help some people out, in this time, that's the goal.
That's really cool that you're doing that. And again, we'll tweet the link out on our websites and at 105.7 FM. The fan as well, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, joining us here on the Bart Winkler Show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. So the NFL draft is coming up, and then typically you guys would come back and start training. I know that nobody really knows what's going to happen during this. How, I think, confident are you in that by the time that you are able to come back to a practice field and be with the receivers, be with the quarterbacks, be with the team, that you'll be in as good a shape as you would have if you had all the programs? How much different is your off season, do you think, going to be not being able to get together with everybody?
Obviously you got to make some changes, but you're a professional athlete, so you got to be prepared, no matter what the circumstances are. And even with the 8-week or 9-week program that we originally had, you still had 5 weeks off after that. They just have to come back in and, you know, be around guys anyway. So it's not much different. Obviously, just a little more time to yourself. But we'll see how everything goes with this new schedule that we have once everything clears up and go from there.
Have you communicated a lot? I mean, outside of guys on the team that you're friendly with or friends with, have you communicated a lot with your coaches? Because with a new wide receiver coach on staff, I mean, you gotta meet this guy, or at least get acclimated with him as your coach. Have you talked a lot to the coaches, to Matt LaFleur? How much communication goes on there?
He's actually not a new coach. He was a part of our staff last year. He just wasn't. You know, our receiver coach. So I actually know him really well. He was actually in our room last year as well. So he's been around quite a bit. So we have great communication with him already. It's going to be a learning process for everybody, especially this whole virtual workout thing that we got going on and virtual meetings and whatnot. So once we figure all that out, within the next week or so, we'll have a better understanding of, you know, how we're going to operate over the next few weeks.
Have you talked with Coach LaFleur a lot or not yet?
I talked to him a few times. You know, not obviously often everyone's doing their own thing. It's our off season still, so you know, we're still kinda just, you know, being in off season. And then once the actual off season program starts, that's when you know, we'll talk more with one another.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling joining us here, the Bart Winkler Show. Again, they are trying to raise money, him and Trey Flowers with the Lions. You can check it out. Happiness2others.org, happiness2others.org, also available on his Twitter, and we'll tweet out the link as they're helping some of the people on the front line that are fighting COVID-19, which is really cool for you to be a part of. Obviously, a part of the Green Bay Packers, the NFL draft is coming up. They have 10 spots, you guys do, have 10 spots of 10 draft selections. Likely wide receiver is going to be a place that they target. When you're looking at this draft, when you watch this draft next week, what are you hoping for your team to sort of accomplish? Because there's probably going to be some guys that are going to be fighting with you for your job, for your time. What do you look for in the draft next week?
I mean, that's not my call, you know. You know, it's time to play football. You know, hopefully we get some guys that can help the team out ultimately. But, you know, I'm not saying, oh, yeah, we should go and get a guy like this or a guy like that. You know, I'm happy to see you. You know, any guy get drafted and, you know, fulfill their dream. But at the same time, you know, it's still a business. I still have to, you know, be, you know, working for myself. But obviously you want to help the team any way you can. So I'll be bringing guys that can help.
Do you watch much of the draft? I mean, will you watch much of the draft?
No, I probably won't. You know, it's a long process. I know what it was like for me when I got drafted and how long it was. You know, I'll look to see if I can, you know, keep up with any of my friends that get drafted and things like that. But, you know, I won't be watching the whole 3-day-long process of the draft.
See, because I'm going to watch every minute of it because there's nothing else to watch. I'm watching – what was I watching last week? I was watching iRacing, some NASCAR stuff. I tried to watch that horse competition, which they look like they shot that on phones back in the 2000s. I mean, are you, like – are you a big sports guy outside of football where you're missing sports as much as everybody else? Or what are you watching?
You know, I'm not watching a lot of TV. I'm playing a lot more video games than watching TV, if I'm being honest.
What are the games you're playing?
I'm playing a lot of Call of Duty lately. Been doing some streams. I still play Fortnite, obviously. But Call of Duty has been my game of choice as of lately.
Okay. I haven't gotten into that one. I play some show, MLB The Show, 2K Madden, normally the sports ones, but I know that you're playing with people, and you can check that out on your Twitter feed. And again, also with Marquez Valdez-Scantling, happiness2others.org, as it's him and Trey Flowers going against each other, trying to raise money for these people on the front lines. We'll have more details on our website. When you look back at last year, how much do you look back at last year? Because there were some games you made a big-time impact, and then there were some games where the ball didn't come to you as much. How much do you try to look back at last year when you're trying to be motivated to have bigger and better things in 2020?
Not much, to be honest. It's a new year every year. It's a new game, and it's a new week. You know, that's how you kind of got to approach it. And, you know, it's not many guys in the NFL who can you know, consistently say they're going to get, you know, 10 targets a game. You know, it's tough. The NFL, everybody's good, and game plans change week in and week out. You know, some guys have the hot hand. So that's kind of how it goes, especially, you know, playing on our team. You know, those guys, we got a bunch of playmakers. So, you know, one week it might be me. 1 week, you know, it might be Allen. 1 week it might be Jake. You know, it was just everyone was, you know, contributing last year. I think that's what makes our offense so special. You know, next week, Aaron Jones might run for 4 touchdowns, you know, and it's just kind of just how it is. So with that many playmakers, you know, around, you got to be able to, you know, not be able to be okay with not getting the ball every single week.
Was there something specifically that, because first half of the season, a lot of action, second half of the season, again, not a lot of catches. Was there something that you point to as this happened and we just can't let this happen again, or do you just go with the hot hand?
No, I mean, obviously, you know, the injury played a part in, you know, what was going on toward the middle of the season. You know, just battling through an ankle and a knee injury is never easy playing the wide receiver position. So that kind of slowed me down a little bit. And then toward the back end of the season, you know, other guys were just, you know, had the hot end at that point, you know, and guys were rolling. You know, so you be motivated for the guys, and you play your part.
Marquez Bell, the Scantling Packers receiver, joining us here, the Bart Winkler Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. The NFL is hoping to play on time, obviously. That you guys may have to play without fans for a while. There's no better home place to play than Lambeau Field, and I say that not just as a Packer fan, but as an owner of the team. I'm a proud shareholder. That would probably be a weird experience. Do you think, what's it going to be like, do you think, having to play a football game, if we come to this, with no fans in attendance?
It'll definitely be a weird thing, especially playing in Lambeau, where it's sold out week in and week out for years in advance. So it'll definitely be a weird thing, but you know, if that's what it comes to, you know, I hope it doesn't. But if that's what it comes to, it'll definitely be a weird thing for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. Hopefully you guys can be there. Hopefully we can be in the stands rooting everybody on. Marquez Valdez Scantling. If you could, one more time, tell us about what you are doing with Trey Flowers.
Yeah, me and Trey are having a competition, division rivals, see who can raise the most money to help the people in need during this time. You know, my cause is to help the workers on the front line of this COVID virus, who are, you know, risking their lives day in and day out to try to get this world back to normal. You know, so if I can get some people to raise some money and help out, you know, to these healthcare workers, you know, that'll be huge.
Well, we'll again put the link out, because as of now, we've got a Packer losing to a Lion, which never should happen and never does happen. So we'll be sure to help you change that. MVS, Marquez Valdez Scantling, hey, we appreciate some time. Have fun at the dog park, and we'll try to catch up with you again soon.
Have a good one.
All right, MVS joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.